Hi, my name is Diane Ebley. I'm the editor of the best-selling book, The Healing Code, and I'd like to introduce you to the co-author of The Healing Code, Dr. Alex Lloyd. We want to talk to you about one of the bonuses you get with the book, Access to the Heart Issues Finder, an assessment tool that Dr. Alex Lloyd developed over the course of 16 years. This tool has been used by therapists, counselors, pastors, and by thousands of people who want to uncover and heal issues of the heart, which, as the book explains, are really the source of just about any issue you can have in life, whether it's a health concern brought on by the stress of those unhealed memories, an emotional issue, a relationship, or a success issue. All issues are issues of the heart, as even Solomon said 3,000 years ago. And the Heart Issues Finder is an outstanding tool for pinpointing what those issues are, so you can begin to heal them. What's unique about this, I think, is that it quickly and accurately pinpoints those issues that need healing. You don't have to go delving into painful memories, yet you can get to the root of your issues. Dr. Alex has told me that people who have gone through years of therapy and spent thousands of dollars would then take the Heart Issues Finder and realize there were still issues that needed to be healed. Yet the wonderful thing is that then you can focus on these core issues and begin to heal them. The other thing I like about this personally is that you can track your progress. You can take the Heart Issues Finder as often as you like, and you can be encouraged as you see yourself healing in the areas that were once weak. It's also private. You get a 10 to 15 page printout of your scores and what to do to begin to heal them. Nobody sees them but you. Well, I could go on and on about how helpful this tool has been to me, but I'd like to hand the podium over now to Dr. Alex Lloyd to talk about what it is and how to use it. Now, Dr. Alex Lloyd holds doctorates in psychology and naturopathic medicine, and his private practice of the Healing Codes has become one of the largest of its kind in the world. Thousands of people in 50 states, 90 countries, use the Healing Codes to heal their heart issues, and the Heart Issues Finder is a key component in getting the most out of the Healing Code in the book or the Healing Code system. Well, before we go into the specifics of how to use the Heart Issues Finder, Dr. Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you developed this tool and what it can do for people?
Thanks, Diane, and I appreciate so much you being here. Diane was so instrumental in bringing the Healing Code book to the public. I don't know if we would have gotten it done without her. She is a gifted lady and a published author in her own right. So thank you so much, Diane. It is wonderful for me to be here to talk about the Heart Issues Finder. It is one of the things that I'm most excited about in this mission that we have to help people heal. In my experience, and Diane told you some of my experience, I have a doctorate in a PhD in psychology, a doctorate in natural medicine. For years, I did private practice counseling and therapy. And from what I can find out there in the world, this has never existed before, a way that in 10 minutes you can get an objective look at these source issues of your life. So that's fabulous that now we have a tool where no matter what you're struggling with, You can find out what's the root of that, what's the source of that, so I can focus on fixing it. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. You know, there's so much out there today about finding your path. Self-help for the last 50, 60 years, you know, finding your path, discovering who you truly are, finding your giftings, discovering the things that are holding you back and letting go of those. People wanting help with the economics of their life, with their finances, especially in the last few years when we've been in probably the biggest economic struggle since the Great Depression. People searching for answers to relationship problems, because if your relationships aren't right, nothing in your life is going to be right. People looking for peace. They feel like they're in anxiety and worry and fear and anger and frustration all the time. They feel like they're in a vicious cycle that they can't seem to get out under constant pressure and stress. And then the one that we have worked the most with over the years, people searching for answers to their health problems, whether those be physical or more emotionally based. And you know, it's a puzzle. This is a puzzle because we're supposed to be getting smarter and smarter and smarter. And yet, even though we should be, and everybody says we're getting smarter and making new discoveries and having new developments and breakthroughs, our results are getting worse. There's far more people on prescription drugs than ever before. There's far more drugs and natural supplements sold than ever before. There's more diagnoses, both in standard medicine and alternative medicine, than ever before. People are spending more and more money on these things. And I agree with a lot of the experts who say that even though we're living longer, our quality of life is going down. And you got to ask yourself, why would that be? It doesn't seem to make sense. You know, in almost every other area of life, as we make new breakthroughs, things get better, you know. They started making cars a different way. And they started lasting longer and getting better gas mileage and things like that. It used to be, you know, a simple thing like batteries, you know, that you'd buy new batteries and put them in and they wouldn't break, that they wouldn't last very long. Then they made breakthroughs in alkaline batteries and things like that that lasted much, much longer, okay? So it makes sense that if you truly are making breakthroughs and new discoveries, things should be going better. But as far as our quality of life and our health and our relationships and things like that, it's been working the opposite. So what in the world could that be? Well, I believe that the answer is in where we're looking and where we're focusing. You know, everywhere you go today, you hear standard medicine or alternative medicine. I travel a good bit. And you hear this conversation almost every single place you go. I mean, on the airplane. When you're waiting for the airplane, in the hotel lobby, at the restaurant, two people are talking about their gallbladder. This is just an example, but it's one that happened to me recently. One is talking about the medication they're on for that, and another one is talking about the natural thing they're trying for that. And they're kind of talking back and forth and comparing notes and, well, this is what I've experienced, and this is what I've experienced, and that sort of thing. And everywhere you go, you hear this dialogue, alternative versus standard, all right? A lot of us who are more in the alternative world, and I do have to exclude myself from this one, have blamed standard medicine for our problems. You know, if it wasn't for all these prescription medications and surgeries, cut, burn, and poison, things would be a whole lot better. But is that supported by the facts? Well, the facts are that in the year 2000 was the very first year in the recorded history of Western civilization that people spent dollar for dollar as much on alternatives as they did on standard medicine, and people were just as likely, it was the first year where people were just as likely to see an alternative therapist as their family medical practitioner. This was a huge deal. It became the topic of the AMA's convention that year because it kind of scared the bejeebers out of them, if I may use that word, because just a few years earlier, that number had been like 90 to 10. And now, all of a sudden, in the year 2000, it's like 50-50. Well, that wave of alternative started big time at least 10 years before that. And now we're 10 years after that I'm recording this. So we've been on a huge alternative tidal wave for at least 20 years, and things are still getting worse. So I don't believe that's the solution. Now, I'm all for alternatives, and I take supplements every day. I try to live healthy. I believe in that. But I don't believe that that is the core, the source, that one thing that we're looking for that'll change everything. What if the source and the solution was somewhere totally different entirely, that it was not in standard or alternative? Well, that would make sense as to why we're making these breakthroughs in standard and alternative and things are still getting worse. I believe that is exactly what has happened. And I believe that the source is spiritual. It's not standard. It's not alternative. Those are both important in their own way and for different people in different situations. But what if the source, that lowest common denominator, as far down to the root as you can get, is spiritual? Well, Diane already addressed this. More than 3,000 years ago, wise old King Solomon, a lot of people believe he may have been the wisest person that's ever lived on the face of planet Earth. He said, guard your heart. And he wasn't talking about the pump heart. He was talking about the spiritual heart, the I love you with all my heart heart. He said, guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all of the issues of life. So more than 3,000 years ago in ancient manuscripts, possibly the wisest man that ever lived says the source is spiritual of everything. Of your relationships, of your health, of your finances and career, of achievement areas. It is the source. So that's where, according to Solomon, you need to be looking. If you want to really find your path and break through financially and have your health issues heal and have those relationship issues that are so critical that nothing's going to be right until they're right. You got to fix the heart to fix those relationship issues, okay? So, but there's a couple of questions from that. What does he mean by the heart? And how do I fix it? Okay? So let's fast forward about 2,000 years to September 12, 2004, the Dallas Morning News, which is the biggest paper in Dallas, Texas, and they are reporting brand new research that's been released from Southwestern University Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. This is a mainstream American medical center. This is not some kook in his garage. You know, this is mainstream. And also, in that same research they're releasing, is other research that is similar from other medical schools around the world that's saying basically the same thing. And they're interviewing the chairman of the department, Dr. Eric Nessler, and what Dr. Nessler says is we have discovered the source. He goes on to say that for most illnesses and diseases today, treatments are little better than Band-Aids. They address a disease's symptoms, but they do not address its source. And he says this source can mean the difference between a healthy life and death, between illness and health, between great relationships and poor ones, between achieving and not achieving. Okay? So it sure sounds like he's talking about some of the same stuff, at least in a way that Solomon was, because he is attributing these same kind of things where Solomon was saying all of the issues of life come from the heart. it sure sounds like Dr. Nessler is saying all the issues of life come from this thing we've discovered at Southwestern Medical Center and these other medical schools around the world, okay? And he goes on to say, Dr. Nessler, in this interview, which we've got a copy of and it's in the book, that what they've discovered is that cellular memories are the source. And these cellular memories transmit frequency signals to the hypothalamus in the brain, which end up determining whether you're healthy or sick and all these other things, okay? And here's the kicker. If you read the fine print of what they're talking about in this research at Southwestern, and you read the fine print around those ancient manuscripts of what Solomon was talking about, they're talking about the same thing. What Solomon called the issues of the heart, modern medicine is calling cellular memory and a couple of other things. And Southwestern is not the only one. And since then, that research has continued to come out. Dr. Bruce Lipton at Stanford Medical School says that up to 95% of illness and disease is caused by stress, but virtually 100% of stress is caused by wrong beliefs. And these wrong beliefs are almost always in your inner subconscious, and guess what they're called? Destructive cellular memories. Dr. John Sarno, who's a medical doctor at Harvard and at NYU, says that adult chronic pain and illness is caused by destructive cellular memories. If you can heal the destructive cellular memories, the chronic pain and illness will go away. Okay, so the true source of our issues is not traditional or alternative. It's the spiritual issues of the heart that modern medicine is calling cellular memories. Now, the Heart Issues Finder that we're here to talk about today, the reason we're so excited about that, and the reason I've just told you all this, is because what it basically is a 10-minute spiritual diagnosis. You answer about 50 questions, you push a button, and instantly you have a 10 to 15 page individual customized report just about you, ranking all of your spiritual issues and those spiritual issues in an overall score, okay? And that's why we're so excited about it, because if you can't have these things that you want in your life without fixing these issues, and it's very difficult to fix these issues if you don't know what they are, all right? But when you know what they are, and when you do have a tool that allows you to fix them, then you get everything. You get health. You get career. Most people get finances. We had one lady say that her income increased by more than 15 times in a very short period of time. Now, we're not about money, but when you heal these issues, all that stuff that's been blocking you falls away, okay? You find out who you really are. Way down deep inside. Sometimes that's covered over with so much junk that you don't even know who you really are. But when you heal this stuff, you find out. Diane was right. I started on the Heart Issues Finder 16 years before it was finished. My mentor, Larry Napier, had taught me about the ways of the spiritual heart, and I knew that what I wanted to do in my life was help people, and oh, it would be so incredible and wonderful if there was a test that could diagnose those things so we would know what a person needed to work on. So for months, I looked all over the world. I looked at hundreds and hundreds of tests, and there's all kinds of tests out there, okay? There's ones for personality, there's ones for career, there's ones for psychological and mental issues, there's one for compatibility that we've all seen on TV. There's scads and scads of tests. Ones where you have to go in and take, ones online, ones in books. I mean, you all know that. But I could not find one test anywhere in the world that would accurately diagnose these spiritual issues of the heart or cellular memories. And I know why. Because to do that, you have to be able to diagnose what is in the unconscious. Well, the definition of the unconscious is you don't know what it is. So a therapist asks you to talk about things you know about. When tests ask you certain questions to answer yes or no, or sometimes, maybe, always, whatever, they're asking you about things you know. So most of those tests can't get to the unconscious because they're focused on things that you know, okay? Well, once I discovered that there was no test in existence, I was both disappointed and excited. Disappointed because, you know, there wasn't a test to do what I needed, but also excited because I saw an opportunity to create something that could help a whole lot of people. So I started on it, worked on it for several years, and absolutely could not do it. Came up with several versions. None of them worked. Okay? Because, again, to work, it has to accurately diagnose these spiritual issues of the heart. And I couldn't do it. So I put it away for several years. And then when I was in my doctoral program in psychology, one of my areas of emphasis was a field called psychometrics. Psychometrics is the construction and interpretation of all sorts of tests. And that was the missing piece for me. I learned things that I had never known before about how to construct tests in order to get to the information that you're trying to get to. So I got back to work on it, and with the help of Lorna Meinweiser, a licensed psychologist, Tom Costello, one of the most brilliant men I know, and a team of computer programmers, because the only way to do this, it is so complicated, the underlying algorithm to calculate the interpretations of this test are so complicated, there's no way we could do it with paper and pencil. It had to be done online so that a computer could calculate this complicated algorithm in order to come up with the scores and the interpretation. So anyway, we released the Heart Issues Finder a number of years ago, and I am convinced with everything in me that it absolutely does accurately diagnose the spiritual issues of the heart. And I believe it's the only test in the world that does. One of the evidences of that is we have had person after person around the world who has told us things like, I was in counseling and therapy for 20 years, and I still had my problem after that, and then I took the Heart Issues Finder, and it identified my issue as something that had never been identified before. And I had never identified it as that either, which is not surprising, because remember, it's usually in the unconscious, which means you don't know what it is. And almost all of the ways to get at these things are focused on what you know is the problem. But very often we're wrong about that, and the real issue is something else entirely in our unconscious. But I do believe it accurately diagnoses these issues of the heart. And I think this has been one of the shortcomings of most other programs, is that they focus on what you know consciously, okay? you don't know consciously what the issues of your heart are, at least not in specifics and in totality. All right? So what this adds to the healing codes, which is a tool, and the only thing the healing code tool does is heal the issues of the heart. Oh my goodness, it is an explosive combination that I think is available for the very first time in history. I wanted to address just for another second that, you know, I just said that the shortcoming of other programs is that they focus on what you consciously know. I had the pleasure of visiting with Professor William Tiller. He invited me to his home in Payson, Arizona, because he wanted to learn about the healing codes and wanted to start doing them himself. So I flew out there and met with him. He's one of the premier quantum physicists of our day from Stanford University. And one of the things that Dr. Tiller shared with me is he said, you know, everywhere you go today, you hear about conscious intention, and you do. I mean, just go to the bookstore and start reading self-help books and even a lot of ministry-related programs and things like that. That they would also fall in, a lot of them, into this area of self-help, okay? But he was saying everywhere you go, you hear about conscious intention, but what you don't hear about is that we also have an unconscious intention. And when our conscious intention and unconscious intention conflict, and it happens all the time, the unconscious wins every single time. And I think that's why so many people are stuck, because they're fixing, or they think they're fixing what they know consciously, but they're not addressing the unconscious because they don't know what it is, and other programs don't address that because they don't know how to get to it or diagnose it. And so people are trying to heal their lives focused only on conscious intention because that's what they know. Guys, it won't work. The very first time your unconscious intention conflicts with that, your unconscious is going to override, and you're not going to be able to do what you want to do or live what you want to live. Dr. Bruce Lipton, also from Stanford University, but from the medical school there, says a very similar thing. He said, you know, everybody is trying to heal their life and live their life based on willpower. Think about that. He's right. He said the problem is these unconscious and subconscious issues are more than a million times more powerful than your willpower. And what that means is that the odds of you being able to change or heal your own issues strictly by using your willpower is a million to one shot. So my question to you is, do you want to pin your health, your relationships, your career, your future, your present, do you want to pin that on a million to one shot? Let me tell you, you can get better odds than that at any casino in the world, at any game in that casino. You can get better than a million to one. And yet, that's what most programs and most people are doing, because they don't have a way to get at the unconscious reliably or to diagnose it. And now with the Heart Issues Finder and the Healing Code, we can give you both. And I think that's why we've gotten the results that we have. Diane addressed this also. There are medical doctors, psychologists, coaches, ministers, career counselors, personality testers, etc., just fill in the blank, all over the world that now use the Heart Issues Finder either as their only test or as a test that they can give their clients to find out what is the real thing going on at the very root level. Now, a lot of them will then use their thing, their modality, to try to fix it because that's their business, okay? Which is okay, that's their choice. But they have discovered that this accurately gets to the root of the issue better than anything they used to use or have on their own, okay? We even have a couple of medical doctors who they've asked me for permission to do this, who have taken our Healing Codes logo off of the test, and they will have their secretary give them the test, just the questions, and then the secretary will go back to the computer, plug the answers into the online computer site, get the answers, print them off, take our logo off, and then the medical doctor will come back in with the results as if, you know, it was some great thing that he has access to, okay? And that's okay with us. We just want to help people. Real, credible, highly trained, professional, credentialed people all over the world are using this test to get to the root issues with their clients and themselves. It is so easy to use. I give you full permission to share this, okay? You can take it as many times as you want. At least for the present time, it's free. With your purchase of the book, you can tell your friends and family to take it and then show them how to do the code so that they can start working on those issues as well. But what we want with this is to get it out and get people taking it, because even more than healing, our mission is to turn people's focus to the issues of the heart rather than their external circumstances. And this can show them in black and white exactly what their issues of the heart are. So let me get into just a little bit how to use this. And it's really, really simple. When you take the test and push the button to get the results, it'll give you a 10 to 15 page individual printout that's customized just to you. There'll be a 0 to 300 score. Don't worry about that, okay? I would just disregard the 0 to 300 score. What I want you to use are the minus 10s to plus 10s, the scaled scores. So read your customized interpretation. That's going to give you a lot of wonderful information about you and your source issues. But zero in on your lowest score, okay? This test is looking through hundreds of possible issues for you in multiple categories, okay? But zero in on the one for you that is your lowest minus 10 to plus 10 score. That's where you want to start. That is where you need help the most right now, okay? So focus there. Pray about your lowest score. That's more important to me than anything, okay? So whatever issue that is, let's say it's unforgiveness. Pray about that unforgiveness issue. Search your own mind and heart to see, okay, do I need to physically pick up the phone and call somebody? Do I need to write a letter? Do I need to just pray that I can let this go? Because I've done all the stuff I need to do, but I still have this unforgiveness issue. So pray about it. See if there's anything practically that you need to do. And then do the code on it. Okay? So then if unforgiveness was your lowest score, you would work on that with the code until it either feels better, if it's something you can feel, or I would say for two, three, four weeks, something like that, and then take the test again. Now, almost every single time, what you're going to find is that score has come up. That 0 to 10, that minus 10 to plus 10 score has gotten better. It's moved more toward plus 10. frequently, but not always, it will be one of your highest scores now. Because you've done so much healing on that with the healing code on those unconscious cellular memory issues. All right? Now what you're going to do after that score comes up, now if the score hadn't come up, if it's still your lowest score, keep working on it. If it has come up, now what you're going to do is find what your lowest score is now on the minus 10 to plus 10 and start working on that one, okay? And that's the process you're going to repeat until those minus 10s to plus 10s get better. And as those get better, everything gets better. Your health improves. You're going to do better at your work. You're going to achieve more. Your relationships are going to start improving. You're going to see everything get better as those minus 10s to plus 10s get better. And what I recommend is do that until there's several benchmarks. Number one, you want to get all the minus 10s to plus 10s in positive territory where every single one of them are plus. All right, that may take a while, but that's okay. It may take months. It may take you a year. But let me tell you, when they all get positive, your life is not – you're going to look back and say, who was that person that I used to be? Okay? Then the next benchmark is everything above plus 3. Then the next one, everything above plus 5. And the last one is everything plus 7 and above. And let me tell you, no matter where you are today, you can get to everything plus 7 and above. And that, my friend, is the high country. There's very, very, very few people that live their life with everything plus 7 and above. And when you live there, things aren't going to bother you. You're going to be successful in what you do. You're going to have fantastic relationships. Your health is going to improve, maybe be wonderful. We had one lady who got to that place, and she'd had all these health problems, and it took a while. It took her about a year and a half to get everything plus 7 and above. She goes back, and she's an elderly woman, and the doctor came back in and he said, if I were just looking at your test results and your age, I would have a hard time believing it. Your test results are the test results of a lady many, many years younger than yourself. And just a year and a half before that, that wasn't the case at all. She had all kinds of health problems. And this is what she did. She focused on her lowest score with the healing code, brought it up, then the next one, until she got them all plus 7 or above. That's your goal. But don't worry about that. Just focus on your lowest score right now and keep doing that. I had another lady who after doing the process said, people keep telling me I'm too happy. Too happy. And she said, I've never had one person tell me that my whole life. And now I've had several people tell me, you are too happy. And she said, the other thing they say is, what are you doing? Okay? So that's what we want to happen with you. We want you to be too happy. I want to share one last thing, and then we're going to wrap this up. And I have never shared this before. Anytime, anywhere, it's never been recorded except in this recording that we did a few weeks ago, but the quality didn't turn out good, okay? That's why we're redoing it. But it's never been recorded. It's never even been written down anywhere. You won't find it in the Heart Issues Finder information, okay? So this is just for you. This is a wonderful tool to help you as you use this to heal your life and hopefully the life of your family and other people that you're close to. And where was I? Okay. Here we go. I want you to take a look at the positive statement score once you get your results. The positive statement score. What that is really showing you is your attitude. Okay? A minus 10 to plus 10 on your attitude. And that can be overall general, or you can actually take the heart test focused on a particular area of your life with every question, and in that case, this would tell you your attitude toward that particular issue, and that's another wonderful way you can use the test. But take a look at your positive statement score. If your attitude has a higher minus 10 to plus 10 than your overall scaled score, minus 10 to plus 10, then you are headed in the right direction. You are progressing. You're on the right path, okay? On the other hand, if the minus 10 to plus 10 score of your attitude, which is the positive statement score, if that is lower than your overall scaled score, minus 10 to plus 10 score, then you are headed in the wrong direction. And you need to reevaluate. You need to take a look. What am I doing? What am I thinking? What am I not doing? And you need to change your attitude around quick because you're headed in the wrong direction. You are by your own choice getting worse, not better. Now, I didn't say conscious choice, but you're going in the wrong way. Okay, now the best way I know to do that is to find your lowest emotional score, the lowest feeling score on the heart test. And there's four of them: love, joy, peace, patience. All right, find your lowest one. Let's say it's peace. Start working on that with the healing code until that peace score comes up higher than those other feeling scores. Then start working on the new lowest feeling score until it comes up higher. Then the new lowest until it comes up higher. Do that until all of those feeling scores are in positive territory and maybe even higher than your overall scaled score. Okay? Then go back and take the test again, and I think what you're going to find is that now your positive statement score is higher than your overall scaled score, which now means you have turned yourself around and you are now going in the right direction, which is absolutely critical, okay? I think that's something that can be really valuable to you in assessing not only where you are, but in which direction you are going right now, okay? We've had so many people tell us, write in, emails, paper, letters, you name it, that this process has changed everything in their life, the combination of using the healing code with the heart issues finder in order to heal these, what Solomon called the issues of the heart and what modern medicine is calling cellular memories, but is also saying these are the source of everything. That's what we want for you too. And I've never had a single person who's told me that I have used this process, the code with the test, and have done it consistently and diligently and not had these things heal. I've never heard that from one person. So it will work if you just do it. And if you can't do it, then it probably means you've got an attitude problem and you need to do the process I just described, where you start working on that lowest feeling score and then you get those up, and that almost always flips your attitude around, and now you can do it, okay, because you're headed in the right direction. Here's my take on this. I do believe that knowledge is power, Now, it's not the only power, okay? God is the ultimate power. And then there's the power of these issues of the heart. But I do believe that knowledge is power. This is the one and only test in the world, as far as we know, that gives you the knowledge of the issues of your heart, or what you might call your core spiritual issues. That puts tremendous power in your hands, because now you know where this is coming from, and you've got a tool in the healing code to fix it. In fact, that's the only thing the healing code does, is work on these issues of the heart. Okay? So that puts tremendous power in your hands. My plea to you today is use it. Use it. I grew up around a lot of people who loved fast cars, and which means with big old powerful engines, okay? Well, did those people just admire the cars sitting there in the garage? No, man. They drove it everywhere, and they made sure that wherever they went, people saw them in that powerful, beautiful monster engine car, and they would rev that engine, and everybody would go, wow, and some people would go, oh, boy. But still, they used it, all right? If you had an ancestor leave you $1 million, which is power to buy things and also power to help people economically, which I take very seriously, are you just going to leave it in the bank? And yeah, I've got $1 million. It's sitting there. I don't ever do anything with it. I mean, and I'm not going to use it for retirement either. I'm just leaving it there. Well, I mean, that doesn't help anybody, okay? And we could go on and on and on this. If you had a health problem and you had the antidote in your hand that was either natural or a medicine or something, you're just going to leave it there? You're just going to not take it and die or get sicker, even though you've got the power to heal that? No, of course you're not. You're going to take it, okay? Well, what I believe we are putting in your hands with these two pieces is the power to know what those issues are that everybody's searching for. Who am I? What's my path? How do I let go of this stuff that's holding me back? What's the thing blocking my relationships? What's the thing causing my health problems? What's the thing that's keeping me from exceeding and making more money? We're putting that power in your hands along with the tool to fix it. But I can't physically come and make you do it. All I can do is give you the power to do it yourself. And that's what I'm doing today. So my plea with you is to not let that power just sit there, but to use it to find and heal the source issues of your life. And I believe you will join all the other people all over the world who say in some way, shape, form, or fashion, it's changed everything. I never knew I could feel like this again, or I never knew I could feel like this for the first time. So please use it. If you have trouble using it, go to that attitude thing first, and that'll usually turn that around. And bless you. I thank you so much for your time, for your consideration, and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you, Dr. Alex. That was wonderful. I had not heard that whole thing that you added. And I'm going to go right out and now you've got me curious. But I echo those many people who say this changed everything for them. Even my children, my teenage children who are very skeptical, they're open to the codes. They ask me to do the code for them now because they can see that my life is different, that everything has changed from this process of working on these source issues of the heart. So thank you for this tool, this wonderful tool. Thank you for helping us know how to use it effectively with the Healing Code. Thank you for your work, and God bless you.
Thank you, Diane. God bless you.